Shared Aircraft Ownership. How can I know if it's for me? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Today, we're concluding a conversation started yesterday between ANN's Jim Campbell and David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. Okay, you've got me convinced of the economic benefits. Now, the hard part.
What are the elements that you're finding out so far that contribute to a good partnership? How does somebody evaluate themselves as a potential suitor in an aircraft partnership environment?
Aircraft partnerships, successful partnerships, rarely have anything to do with the aircraft. It's all about the people that are involved. And there's a couple different ways to answer this question. If you have a co-ownership where it's just the folks that are involved in the aircraft that are managing themselves, then personalities become really, really important. If you've got four people in a co-ownership, in some form of partnership, and three of them are very persnickety about how the airplane is maintained, and one of them always leaves, you know, candy wrappers and junk in the aircraft when they get out, well, you're going to have some people that are constantly, you know, kind of tense. So as trivial as that might sound, those type of issues, how the aircraft's going to be used, maintained, if it's an existing aircraft, how funds for new partners are going to be used. You know, we need to add a partner, or I'm going to partner for the first time with somebody because I've got an expensive annual coming out, or I want to upgrade my aircraft. Those kind of issues need to be handled up front, and in fact, they are in our profiling system. If you know, you know, have an idea of what you like or what you want or what you don't like or don't want, the most useful exercise to go through in doing the profile is kind of surfacing that and getting it down in writing for yourself. And then, if people will do that on a consistent basis, then they will see what they need to see in their profiles and in other people's profiles. And here's a key thing. They do that prior to actually meeting the person, prior to actually requesting a sit-down conversation. Because when we were researching this, one of the things that when we were looking at bad partnerships that we heard anecdotally frequently was, gosh, I was just so desperate to get into a partnership because that's the only way that I could afford to have an airplane that I owned. You know, I went into partnerships with this person and I really didn't check them out. So again, it's very analogous to dating and marriage. Know yourself and know the person that you're partnering with before you start signing contracts and checks.
I can imagine just more than anything else is just make sure that your expectations are realistic.
There is, a much larger than is well understood latent demand for co-ownership, to bring the cost of flying down.
What are you finding out? What kind of feedback are you getting right now from the folks who are involved in this?
We go through and we look at the profiles. We've had a bunch of the folks that have emailed us and, you know, will contact us and just have a general conversation. But what we're finding is pretty much what I told you, that there is this hunger for being able to reduce the cost of flying. I mean, that's not news. I think what's news is that the number of people that have contacted us that have said, you know, I've been waiting for somebody to do something like this for years. I mean, we talk to people who've been hunting for partners for 3 or 4 years, and it went no success, and they've run ads in the various different, you know, print and online sales publications. They posted bulletins, you know, posted notices down at the FBO bulletin board, and they simply don't meet enough people. And what's obvious after the fact is that as tough as it's always been to find good partners, it got a lot tougher after 9/11. The airport that I go out and fly out of here, the local airport, prior to 9/11, didn't have a fence around it. Now it's got an 8-foot-tall fence with concertina wire around the entire property. You can no longer just drive out through the hangars and see who's hanging out and get out and introduce yourself. You know, so the ability to meet people, even at, you know, on an airport setting, has gotten much more difficult. Now, in my particular area, I've got 4 or 5 different airports that I could base an aircraft out of. Even if I could get to them, how do I do it? Do I just drive around to each airport every weekend and hope I meet somebody who happens to be looking for a partner, who happens to be a like-minded pilot who happens to have an aircraft or be interested in the same airplane that I am. When partnerships have happened in the past, they tend to be happy accidents, not any kind of guided or planned process. And so what people seem to be longing for the commentary that we get, is exactly what we're doing, a guided, step-by-step, methodical, logical process for going out and finding partners, forming a partnership, and then administering it.
We'll wrap up Jim Campbell's conversation with David Krueger of the Aircraft Partnership Association in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from AeroNews. Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Piperjet.
Pipermatch.
Global expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking shared aircraft ownership with David Krueger of the Aircraft Partnership Association.
Well, finally, David, for those who are looking at this as a possible avenue to ownership, or more important, partnership, how do they follow through with you?
Oh, it's very simple. First of all, the finding your partners for individuals is free. They go out to our website. It's www.theapa.com. That's www.tangohotelechoalphapapaalpha.com, and simply register, and they fill out the detailed profile that we're talking about, and upon completion for doing the profile, they can then go out and search for like-minded members in their, you know, whatever area that they designate. There's obviously, you want to partner with people that are local, so there is a search capability that is geographically localizable, and then of course the other criteria that we talked about.
Doesn't sound too hard to me.
No, it's a simple process. It typically takes about a half an hour for somebody to put together a well thought through profile. And I'll say right up front for folks that want to go out there and do that, is the most effective thing that you can do to find partners is to be very thorough in your profile, because one of the other common feedbacks that we get is, I look out there and there's somebody that's interested and they're in my area, but I don't know exactly what they're interested in, and I'm a little bit hesitant to contact them. So we kind of bang this drum with our members. Be thorough in filling out your profile. Do treat it like a dating service.
I still love the analogy of a dating service.
It is a very similar analogy. Yeah. Well, similar analogy. That's kind of a... That's a phrase from the Department of Redundancy Department, I guess.
Well, there you go. Well, David, I'll tell you what. I'm actually going to go take a look at the process myself here, especially from a standpoint of known icing twin and so forth that we're looking at for future endeavors for hard weather and bigger payloads and so forth, and may even take a look and see if that solves our problem down the line.
Oh, yeah, we'd be glad for you to do it and tell people what you want and see who shows up. It's going to take a few minutes of your time and not cost you any money, and you may get a much lower-cost aircraft that meets your mission requirements than you would be able to do otherwise.
Sounds like a plan. We've been speaking with David Krueger, CEO of the Aircraft Partnership Association. If you can't quite tote the bill for the whole thing, maybe it's time to look at a partnership. Thanks so much, David.
All right. Bye-bye, Jim.
You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.